Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday morning, 20th of June, 2018. Scripture tells us that perfect love casteth out fear. There's no fear in love. And we have a godly reverence and a godly fear of God. In other words, we respect and honor and exalt Him for His holiness, but Paul had no fear of man and what man would do unto him, because he knew that all things were in God's hands. And I've been guilty in the past of trying to be concerned about my family and my family's preservations through this situation with the state of Missouri and the case, and you know, and I tried to operate under the radar, so to speak, but God had other plans. And there's a lot of people that don't like to be open and expose the synagogue of Satan. Paul was very open. He was called to do it. And he exposed the Judaizers in Galatians 1 and 2 and throughout his epistles. And some of us are called to reveal the truth, what is going on, and the spiritual implications thereof. And there's a lot of people out there that they want to conceal rather than reveal, you know. That's an interesting thought. That's a concept that we need to think on. Ed Henry brings that out quite a bit. It's to conceal or reveal. There's a lot of people out there concealing a lot of things. And by the way, concealment has a lot to do with deception, doesn't it? Things were concealed for me at a very young age regarding the scriptures by the organization that I was brought up in. Concealment regarding election, concealment regarding particular redemption, concealment regarding irresistible grace, concealment regarding the final perseverance of the saints, concealment regarding total depravity. Of course, God's the one who can open up the scriptures, and we cannot have spiritual eyes to see these things unless they're revealed to us by God Himself through the quickening of His Holy Spirit and causing us to be born again. But a lot of people walk around with understanding, but they are so concerned about self-preservation, they don't even want to be aligned with other people because they don't want to have to suffer persecution. And I understand that. I can totally relate to that. And a lot of people, their idea is that, you know, my first responsibility is my family. And we're told in Scripture that if man does not provide for his family, he's worse than an infidel. Does that include protecting and preserving his family as best he can? It's a good argument. However, Peter had a family, and he was persecuted for the gospel. Paul had relatives, and he was persecuted for the gospel. We all have relatives. We all have people that are going to reject us for standing for the truth. Christ said, if you're not willing to give up your father and your mother and your brother and your sister or whatever for me, you're not worthy of me. I'm paraphrasing, but so this morning, let's examine ourselves as to what Christ would have us do. Does he want us to sit on the sidelines? Does he want us to just be quiet? Or does he want us to speak out? And does he want us to reveal the truth? He calls different people to different things. And he gives us utterance to speak things out of our mouth sometimes that we wish he really didn't give us, because we know what the outcome will be. But Paul said, I'm ready to be offered. He was ready to die for Christ. May God bring us to a point where we're willing to die for him as well. We're willing to give up all these earth's goods. It's not easy to be faced with the realities of these things. We have been blessed beyond all measure, the physical blessings, and we've reached a comfort zone in our lives where we don't want to be inconvenienced, or we don't want to do without, you know. But may the good Lord grant unto us the courage to do what he's called us to do and not shrink back from proclaiming the truth of the gospel. That there is no other mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. He is the only true Messiah. And anyone that tries to climb up another way is a thief and a robber. And that he has chosen us in him from the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.